I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin won a fourth presidential term with nearly 77% of the vote. Leaders of the observation mission for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said Monday that the extensive coverage by state news media of Putin's activities gave him a significant advantage over the challengers, and also noted,
"A choice or choice without a real competition, as we have seen in this election, unfortunately is not a real choice. Where the legal framework restricts many fundamental freedoms and the outcome is not in doubt, elections almost lose their purpose of empowering people to choose their leaders."
Putin's term in office will extend until 2024. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said that Russian denials of involvement in a chemical weapons attack in Salisbury, England, are growing increasingly absurd.
I think what people can see is that this is a classic Russian strategy of trying to conceal the needle of truth in a haystack of lies and obfuscation.
The Kremlin says Britain will eventually have to offer proof to back up its claim of Russia's involvement in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter, or apologize. Monday, a Syrian government minister said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state after big advances by the army into the area. Syrian government forces have splintered eastern Ghouta into three separate zones in a month-long assault to crush the last major opposition stronghold near Damascus. This is VOA News. Pope Francis branded exploitation of women for prostitution a crime against humanity Monday and asked forgiveness from society for Catholic men who use prostitutes. Miller Sega has more.
The Pope made his frank comments in a remarkable freewheeling question and answer question with young people from around the world who came to Rome to prepare for a bishop's meeting scheduled for October at the Vatican. Prostitutes, most of them victims of human trafficking from Nigeria, other African countries, and Eastern Europe, are found at night on the streets of Rome's periphery and around parks. Francis said sexual exploitation of women stemmed from a, quote, sick mentality embedded in many people. Millar Sega, VOA News.
South Korean prosecutors say they have requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. Martin Segrest reports.
He was a conservative president from 2008 to 2013 and is the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. South Korean media say Seoul Central District Court will likely decide whether to issue an arrest warrant by Wednesday night at the earliest. He denies any wrongdoing. Martin Segrest, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump resumed his attack Monday on the criminal investigation of his 2016 campaign links to Russia, branding it a, quote, total witch hunt with massive conflicts of interest. The investigation is supported by Democrats and key Republicans like Republican Representative Trey Gowdy, who spoke Sunday on Fox News.
If you've done nothing wrong, you should want the investigation to be as fulsome and thorough as possible.
Trump's latest salvo against special counsel Robert Mueller's probe came hours after White House lawyer Ty Cobb said the president is not considering firing Mueller. The UNA chief says humanitarian needs have doubled in Congo over the last year as a result of conflict.
13 million people need humanitarian assistance. More than 4.6 million children are acutely malnourished, including 2.2 million suffering severe acute malnutrition.
Mark Lowcock told the UN Security Council Monday that the country is also experiencing mushrooming epidemics, including the worst outbreak of cholera in 15 years. The Philippines took a step Monday toward making divorce legal, with the lower house of Congress passing a law allowing people to dissolve marriages despite opposition from the president and bishops in the mainly Roman Catholic country. Last year, a survey on divorce by independent pollster Social Weather Stations found that 53% of the population were in favor of legalizing divorce. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music now.